Welcome to the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Every year, NDSU Extension grows dry edible bean nurseries and conducts research trials across 11 locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. This year, North Dakota State University dry bean breeder Juan Orsono says planting was pretty average.
We were in worse shape last year. By this time, we already lost at least one entire location and part of a second location. So far, we have only lost a chunk of one location, and that's it. But all the other fields are looking pretty good. We're battling with some volunteer corn in one of our locations, but other than that, they're starting to bloom, and they are looking pretty good across the region.
The demand for slow-darkening pinot bean varieties has kept Orsono busy on the research side of things. Therefore, efforts and resources have been allocated to increasing the number of lines being tested and evaluated.
It's with the hope that, you know, we can keep pumping new varieties, new slow-darkening pinto. Palomino is a good option, but we need to probably keep offering more things around. And at the same time, for those that are kind of looking promising, we usually start doing the bumping up the seed increases, so we can have decent amounts of seed by the time we're ready to release the variety.
With hot and humid weather, Orsono reminds producers to watch for bacterial diseases.
Your typical common bacterial blight and bacterial brown spot, especially after all these heavy storms that we're having.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.